Charleston also offers countless walking tours that share deeper stories about the city's colonial era. You'll hear of its role in the Civil War and about the lives of slaves who built and sustained it. Museum homes like the Hayward Washington House or Aiken Rhett House offer an even closer look at 18th and 19th century life in the southern U.S. When you've had your fill of historic Charleston, drive to a nearby beach. Cross the Arthur Ravenel Jr. Bridge to reach Sullivan's Island, known for its quiet beauty, or head to Folly Beach to enjoy swimming and surfing. No trip to Charleston would be complete without a visit to one of the region's most celebrated estates, Magnolia Plantation and Gardens. Magnolia Plantation, founded in 1676, is one of the oldest public gardens in America. It's famous for its romantic garden design and amazing variety of plants and animals. Visiting in early spring, when flowers bloom in vivid pinks and purples, is especially lovely. Return to Folly Beach and relax with a sunset stand-up paddleboard SUP tour. Watch the sky change colors as the sun drops toward the horizon. It's a quiet, glowing finish to a wonderful visit to Charleston. Talk about it. How do you soak up the atmosphere of your city? Would you like to visit Charleston? Why or why not? Word Bank. Gracious. The host gave us a gracious welcome at the door. Monument. The monument honors the founders of the city. Specialty. Seafood is this restaurant's specialty. Mansion. This beautiful mansion has 15 bedrooms. Colonial. The museum displays furniture from the colonial period. Sustain. The river sustains life in this region. Estate. Her family owns a large estate near the lake. Horizon. If you look carefully, you can see a ship on the horizon. More information. Hospitality. Waterfront. Plantation. Stand-up paddleboard, SUP.